Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com/Traders Network Live Power Hour Podcast. It's our second live podcast during market hours. Our last was Friday and today. We'll also be doing this again live on Friday. So try for at least 1 to 2 a week live. So let's get right into it. I am up on plug. I got in at 319 on Friday, 8,800 shares. I wanted 11,000 shares, but I only got 8,800, and I took the rest of my order, I took it off. And it was running high today in the 330 range, now around 325, 326. Brand new student, Dan Brown, he made his first trade today. He got in at 330, and he's still holding. We're trying to get him used to making trades, getting in and getting out. It's a learning experience for him. I also want to say, hey, SPY's down around 25%. That means TVIX is about to run. About damn time. So, what I want to talk about today on the show, I want to talk about a lot of things. First, I want to talk about, as a trader, how you identify yourself as a trader. Are you a spectacle trader? Like, do you just buy spec plays? Are you a blue chip trader? Or do you like to trade like stocks that are very volatile, have a lot of liquidity? That, like, for instance, the stock right here today, it went bananas. Since it doesn't fit into my criteria, I miss a lot of runs like this. B O I C. First is Gene, G-E-N-E. That stock went nuts weeks ago. Now it's still going crazy. Up 13%. It's just still going. The chart just looks very sick. I do not want to take a position, though, because I think it's about to pull back. That's just me. So, the other stock we had on Friday has pretty much collapsed today. I mean, Friday was a good taking profit, which most of our students did. One of my star students, Danny, he got in, got out real quick. Very proud of him. He made like $390 in a day. 24 hours, because he got in the day before and got out on Friday. So he was like, I think like 316 to like around 350 range. It's pretty impressive. If you ask me. So, what are you guys liking today? We're taking calls around the 4 o'clock hour going into closing. We're taking some calls then. You can call in at 646-649-0905. 646-649-0905. We have one of our weekly webinars coming up this week. I'm thinking of having it on a Wednesday around 7 p.m. or 8, around 7 or 8 p.m. I'm going to have it. And it's going to discuss the ethics of hedge street trading. What I'm all about, how I find my trades, how I find these stocks that are doing nothing, I don't know where they just take off, how to trade the hedge street way. We're going to cover it. It's going to go from like either 6 or some. 7 or 8, and we're going up to at least 11 o'clock. It's going to be a long webinar, a lot of impact, really valuable information that you're going to need in your trading days. I'll be back in a few minutes. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Traders Network Live Podcast Power Hour. Had a little boys' room. So, this stock right here just took off today. It doesn't fit into my rule set. It just went absolutely fucking mayhem. 179 and it ran to 295. Over 18 million shares traded.
Player. Want to be a picture of you in a dictionary or something? Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control. Okay. Good afternoon, trade. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com/trader.
Sorry about that, guys. I think I opened up my podcast out there myself. That was, So, like I was saying, BIOC, 179 open and ran to 295. But why, though? Just a few days ago, the stock plummeted. Now it just took off, went nuts. Oh, we actually looked at this last week, right? Ain't this the one with public offering, a public warrant? And I said, you know what, forget that. Damn. That was a mistake by me. Whew. Crazy volume today. Way above average. Well, I really missed that boat, but that's okay. Because I have two stocks right here that are going to fly. One is TVIX. It's up nice right now, right? Starting to trend, starting to go higher. There's a reason why. The SPY is starting to crack. The TVAX is at 234, that means the SPY is minus about 225. Oh, minus 232. See, SPY has to go minus around 280 and higher. We can have a real red day in the SPY. TVAX is going to rally, and it's going to rally hard. So let's take a look at Plug today. I really like it. I'm holding tight. S319, 8,800 shares. Right now it's at 326. It pulled back after that crazy run in the 330 range. I think it's going back there before the close. I think around the 30 minute mark, around 330, this is going to be back around 331, 332. In the next 10 minutes, I think this is going to run again. Around 7.5 million shares traded. It could trade a lot more. So let's talk about Equity Feed. Equityfeed.com. They're over fucking priced. They actually do offer a free trial if you want to use them. But they're overpriced. You charge around $280 a month just for a scanner chart to the level 2. Now, if you actually hook them up to trade, that would be kind of cool. But then again, the brokers they offer, that you could hook their broker card up with their platform, those brokers offer a free trading platform. So what's the sense, right? And it's just the buying and selling is just as good, but the charts and the scanners, not. That's why Equity Feed is very liked, because of the scanner and the charts. So I was going to go over to eSignal today, called them up over on the weekend. I got customer support for a couple hours. Talked to them and explained to them who I am, what I can do for them if they give me a good deal, and they were offering me a free trial. So on their site it says 30 days free trial. So okay, I could test their service out. I can give them a good review. I could bring in a lot of customers. But their free trial is you pay for it up front. If you don't like it after 30 days, you get a refund. So that's bullshit. So screw you, eSignal. Screw you, Equity Feed. Right now, I'm looking for another another scanner chart service that's reasonable price. They're not going to rape me out of cash. And that works just as good. So if any of you listeners know any good charts and scanner service besides Equifee, besides eSignal, let me know. So the only reason I use them, because I use them for my my live chart videos I do every night for a watch list. I can scan for stocks right there. I can search for the stocks. I can break down the charts. I can customize my charts. I can draw on the charts. I use it for a really good teaching tool. And that teaching tool is costing me too much money. I could put that money in advertisement. That's why I wanted to leave Equifee. All that money I was spending a month, I could spend that in advertisement. Because now, www.facebook.com/HedgeFeeTrading is getting a lot of reviews. So I want to start marketing out my service on the web now. I think we've been around for 2 years. I'm pretty good at what I do. I'm having a lot of successful traders underneath me. A lot of brand new students. I really think it's time for me to start advertising this on the web. I think I'm big enough now where I can advertise this. I know I'm at the point right now where we're about to really blow up. Be big. And I really want to get more people into this. So I think it's time for advertisement. That's why I wanted to leave Equifee. The money I'm paying Equifee, I could be paying Facebook for advertisement and paying Google for Google, Facebook, I'm going to pay that money for advertisement, right? No, it ain't happening because they freaking equity feed the fucking Easton with our fucking assholes. So, until then, the nightly watch list videos are going to be on barchart.com. Sorry for any cool graphics or anything, but still the same place. You're still going to make crazy money. It's just not going to look as cool. So, I'm sorry for that. So right now I'm looking at plugs. Some really good sized buys are coming in. Right now we're at 326 bid, 327 ask. Looking for more. Looking at the level 2. So I look at level 2 right now. Looking at the ask wall. It's a lot of 327s. Got 328 up there. Got 331. And it's 333. I would love 333 or 334 for Dan. I'll be up nice. I want my student to get out. He's using his broker as SureTrader. So he's just starting out. He has a very small account. He passed boot camp with flying colors. Now he's ready for the real thing. This is in the beginning. I really just want him to get in and get out. It's not about the money. Every trader thinks it's about the money. When you're starting out, money's going to come. But it's nothing like learning live. So if you can get in and get out real quick, even though your gains are going to be extremely small, not even worth talking about, but you're gaining confidence. When you gain confidence, you're going to be able to become more aggressive. Because your skill set, your mindset, and your just overall morale is going to be big enough where you can take chances. Because your account over time is growing. Then you can become more aggressive. Then you can make 10 to 15 to 25 cents per gains. You could also buy more too. Right now he's just starting out. He's just trying to grow his account. It's all what it is. It's all about just getting in and getting out with a profit. The profit could be anything. As long as you get out on the green side. That's all I'm saying. It builds confidence. You need confidence in everything in trading. So you know what happens to a lot of traders? They get into a stock. It's their first trade in the market. They get in and they bank 20, 35 cents a share right off the bat. Now they think every trade is going to be like this. They're setting themselves up for fail. Well, I don't know why. Because every trade, you're not going to make that. You're going to make less and less and less. Then you're going to start to lose. But you're going to sell stocks. You're kind of up in them. You're just going to sell them. But you're going to buy the next hot thing. Then you're just going to get into a downward spiral. Then your account is going to blow up and collapse. Be smooth. Be steady. Let the gains come to you. And they will come to you. I guarantee it. You will learn all this over at HedgeStreetTrading.com. You're new to trading and you actually need some mentoring just like this? Add me to Skype. Short pings. I'll be happy to help you. another student in my den right now. He's in TV access, must be running right now. He's screaming the top of his lungs in the training room that he's up. So let's check this out. Yeah, it's moving. It's getting there. It has to run a little more, though. I'm looking for a 320 on this, by the way. It's at 233 right now. Back to plug. So, everything's about a game of chances, right? Training is not really about a game of chances, though. It's about knowing what you can do and you can't do. You know the old saying, act as if? In training, it kind of comes down to that. So here we go. TV. Plug this made an uptick right here. Now a downtick. There comes an uptick. I'm still bullish on the 330 mark. I think we go over that before 330. It's all about making money. That's the main thing. You grow your account, you gain that confidence, I guarantee you, over time, you're going to make a lot of money. Guarantee it. So, business. You're an entrepreneur. You're looking for funding. Contact me on Skype. Add me to Skype, short pings. I have some funders that can help you in your project. Use a service like crowdfunding. We can get you the money you need to take your product public, take your company public, and get you the funding you need to grow your company so later on you can go public. We have everything in place to help you through marketing, and finance. We can finance you and we can market you. We can take your company to the next level. Email me. Add me to Skype. Pinks. I'll be happy to help you. You're a brand new trader. You don't know where to go in the market whatsoever, but you want to trade stocks when you keep on losing. I can change that for you. HedgeStreetTrading.com. Add me to Skype. Short Pinks. I will take your training to the next level. Training is 99% mental. It's all what it is. It's not physical. It's all mental. You have the mental mind to do this. Where you don't get overhyped. You don't get emotional. And you're not scared to lose money. And you understand the value of a dollar. You can go a long way in the market. It's not about sales. It's not about technicals. All it's about is the trend, the sector it's in, the liquidity. If it has the liquidity, that means it has volume. If it has volume, that means it has an uptrend. Liquidity, trend, that's it. Liquidity and trend, my friends. You got the liquidity, you have the volume. You have the volume, you have the trend. Liquidity, volume, and trend. You can go a long way in the market. To the average Joe, like ourselves, $2,000, $5,000. It's a lot of money. You can make that in a trade. It's pretty good. Even $200 to $300 a trade. That's almost a paycheck. Most people, it takes them almost like every 2 weeks to make that. You can make that in one trade. That's pretty good. See, CNBC and Wall Street, they want millions, hundreds of thousands of dollars a trade. We can't get that with the capital we have, but we can make some serious gains over time. Eat, sleep, repeat. We copy and do the same thing over and over again in the market. We're going to make so much money. You want to know why? Because it's just like history repeats itself. The stock market repeats itself. Every stock is the same. Every chart is the same. Every pattern is the same. Once you actually understand that, actually see that for yourself, The sky is the limit. 100% serious, guys. The sky is the limit. Right now, plug is at 26 cents. Dan Brown is down 4 cents. 4 cents, the sum of the all big deal, 4 cents. 4 cents is a lot to some people. He is going to get an uptick, which he needs, and he's going to be able to get out. Let's see how the spy is doing. Spy is down 28%. 27%. Come on, we need 30 or 4. We need more. We need this down. Down 80%, 90%. We can make more money. Right now, plug is up 2.19%. So pretty much 219. Not that bad. I'm looking for bigger gains on TVAX. I'm looking for 315 to 320. There we go. Plug right now. It's at 320. Now it's at 327. It was at 326. 326 is the bid. 327 is the ask. I think this makes a serious move in the 330 range. As in 330 p.m. going in the 4. We are in power hour, my friends. Power hour trading. Power hour live trading at Traders Network Live. Blog Talk Radio / Traders Network Live. Think about adding a sidekick to the show besides myself. Think about adding Dan, which is one of my star students. I think he'd be a good fit. We can just talk stocks, talk chart setups, and talk more. Let me know what you guys feel. I think the next podcast, which is going to be tomorrow, it's going to be a night podcast, I'm going to do a poll. And let me know on the poll how you guys feel about that. You know, tell your mother, tell your sister, tell everybody in the world about this podcast. It's uncut, unedited, live, speaking my mind. Fuck CNBC, fuck Jim Cramer, fuck Wall Street. I'm about the common trader, the common blow Joe, who wants to make a couple hundred bucks to a couple thousand bucks a trade. Those are my people. Having a good time. I hope you guys are too. We are now at 3:28, heading into 3:30. That means 30 minutes left in the market. It's been one hell of a day, guys. Now we're back down to 326, 325 bid. I have to take a call, so I gotta be right back, guys. Calls around close to the 4 o'clock hour, so around 350, I start taking calls. Who you guys want to call in? 646-649-0905. 646-649-0905. Right back. All right, I'm back. That was I'm actually calling SureTrader to help me help Dan Brown out. Trying to get him a good deal over there. Trying to see if he can actually hold his shares of Plug. So, you know, see what they're going to say. The they're pretty lenient with me. I've been with them for a while, so hopefully they say yes. Transferred right back, guys. This is a little more important than a podcast right now. I am back. Sorry for the wait, guys. I was just put on hold to see what happens. Okay, I'm back. Okay. Back off and hold. Let's see what they say. Hopefully they say something good. Okay, he can keep most of his position. This is good. He said he has to sell a few shares off, which is nothing. This is good news. See, it does not hurt to ask people. I'm really good with share trader. I know the CEO. I know the CEO of DAS Pro, which is a trading platform. It's good to be connected. It's good to be with somebody who you're connected with. Have big connections in this market, guys. Dan Brown, looks like you're about to bank huge, my friend. Unless getting into Pacific Times when if he has to sell those few shares off, the market's open the next, like... Be right back again, guys. Sorry. I'm back, guys. I'm sorry. I 100% apologize for this podcast. It's just been so busy dealing with our students and clients and phone calls. I have to let them know. Hey guys, what's going on? I'm back. Sorry for that. Sorry for this podcast. I've been having clients and students calling me. I'm just trying to take care of everything. I gotta let them know not to call while I'm having the podcast. So I apologize. So, just dealing with all that. Nothing's going on, so let's check out and see how TVIX is doing before we get in the rest of the podcast for the 4 o'clock hour. I mean, Spire's coming back. So how you guys doing? You guys want to call over the podcast? The number is 646-649-0905. I'm thinking about having a sidekick for the podcast. I said this before, but I really think the podcast would go better if I have somebody else to talk to with. Then we can just really bitch at each other. I think it'd be entertaining. So let me know what you guys think about that. I miss installing customer support with SureTrader, dealing with all this, helping my boy Dan Brown out. See, that's the type of mentor and coach and trade advisor I am. I deal hands-on with everything. Alright, now I'm done with that. Now let's get back to the podcast. We're high and dealing and we're rolling, baby. Woo! So last night was WWE Fastlane, one of the worst pay-per-views of all time. Was it better than the Royal Rumble? Yes, but the Royal Rumble sucked the balls. So this even sucked even more. But the Sting Triple H promo was sick. And Roman Reigns beat that goat-faced Daniel Bryan. I was pumped up. I almost streaked across my street. I almost ran outside naked. I was so pumped up. I hate Daniel Bryan. 15 to 25 years ago, he would have been carrying John Cena's bags to the arena. Get a razor. I'm just saying. So back to the problems at hand. So where do we go here from plug? Today was a nice day. Are we gonna run harder in the 4 o'clock hour? I really think so. I really do believe this one will close up nice. I think after hours is gonna be nuts. I think the next 3 days on plug are just going to be crazy. Cause the 26th, get the earnings. Right now we sit at 327 ask. I just think we go higher. I really do. I just think we go higher. Just the chart alone was a sick, right? I'm in a 319. Some people are like, dude, you should sell. It's at 335, 336, 334 range. 319 to the 330s is pretty good, but I want more on this. Last time we had like conference call, this went from like the 280s all the way up to 239. Pretty much crashed. I saw it on Friday. You know what? I'm getting back in. I got back in, and now we're at 328, so it's moving back up. I really think this moves stronger than the close. We have literally 1 minute left before close. Can this close at 330? Can we get a 330 close? That would be sick. We got 328 close on plug. 328, that's actually a strong close. Strong close on plug. I'm happy. I'm pumped up. I'm up nice. My buddy Dan Brown is only down 2 cents a share. He had to sell some of his position off. Because with the share trader, you're only allowed to have a whole 2.1 margin overnight. You can't hold it over a 2.1. So he's still nice. He's only down 2 cents. I think they're okay with that. I think they'll allow him to hold the rest of his shares. He's gonna bank on this. He's gonna make a couple bucks on this. But again, when you first start trading, it's not about the money. It's about getting the confidence, understanding how it works, and growing and learning from it. That's really what it's about in the beginning. So wow. Look at that big sell at 4 o'clock, exactly at 4 o'clock. Woo! That's a lot of shares. That's 35,000 shares right there at 328. Somebody's loading up big. Can this run in the after hours? Can this go up back up to 330 range? I believe so. Let's see where plug. Let's just see where TVAX closed. Because if it closed green, it did. It closed green. That's 2 days. Now that's a new close price. Only can go up from here. It's just starting to go. Goodbye today. 18 million plus shares traded today in the 230 range. I'm liking it. Let's see where SPY is closed. The SPY, the last two trading days, started off in the red and came strong in the green. Strong real quick, man. SPY is after hours going higher. Wow, it's about to go green. Wow. Let's go back to plugs. See how plugs doing. $328. That's just nice. I'm telling you what, guys, man. I'm ready to take some calls right now if you guys want to call in. Happy to hear from you guys. 648-649-0905. Those unplugged. Now, go over to NASDAQ and see what's popping over there. Hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. Sorry, guys, for most of the time on hold. A lot of things going on today. I'm a busy man. It's always good to be busy, right? I don't know if you guys like this, but I love Arnold Palmer iced tea. This shit's banging. Plug this training after hours. Get one, two, three, four. That's five trades after hours at 328. So that 328 is ball. It's there, right? So let's look at some articles we could talk about. I'm over on CNBC. What do they got going on? Oil is lower. Wow. Cuban cigar maker eyes 30% of the U.S. market. Dude, I'm a big cigar guy. When I'm down in Florida, I go to CJ Cigar Bars down in Wellington. And it's a nice little cigar bar. They have some nice fresh beer like from local breweries in the South Florida area. And you just sit down in a nice Italian leather chair, have a nice beer, watch the game while you're smoking a nice cigar. There's nothing like it. And that's what gets my blood flowing. I love cigars. I'm a big cigar guy. If they're able to sell some Cubans in the U.S. now, I'm all over. The last time I had a Cuban is when my buddy got married. He went to Jamaica on his honeymoon, and he brought back a whole box full of Cubans. I got a couple of those. And there's nothing like it. I'm telling you, sitting down, watching the game, drinking a nice cold one, having a Cuban or any type of cigar. It's just a great feeling. Now, You know, Powerball. You know all those Powerball players who make buy like 20, 30, 50, 60, a couple hundred tickets? They could take a couple $100, put it in the market, and a better chance of making more money than buying a Powerball ticket. I'm just saying. Because you play the Powerball than once. You play the Powerball at least 7, 10, 12, 15 times through the year. So just think, you spend like around over a couple grand a year. A couple grand a year in some Powerball. The big time Powerball players. The ones who like, never win, but they put like hundreds of dollars in it every single time. A couple grand. You figure they can take that couple grand, and they can put it into a stock. It'll make them more money. But Powerball players, they're simple minded. See, gamblers are very simple minded. They don't see the future. All they see is right now. They just see like, well, I got a couple $100. I can make more on this. But they don't see the fact where a couple months, a couple weeks down the road, you can make so much more than a couple $100. Don't be simple minded. Think outside of the box. Think like an entrepreneur. See, like, I got $20 right here. Take to give me 3 more $20. What would it take to turn this $20 into 100? What would it take to turn this $100 bill into 200, and 300, 400, and so on? Think outside the box. Don't be simple-minded. This is some words of advice from Michael Jason Hall from Head Street Trading, Traders Network Live Podcast, Power Hour. Right now, now let's see what else. Self-driving cars. I'm sorry. I want to be in a car that actually I have control and not some fucking computer controls it. What happened to computer malfunction? And it's supposed to go left and it goes right. And you drive into oncoming traffic. You have no way to stop it because it's self-driving. And by the time you switch it into manual, like where you can drive it, it's too late, and a tractor trailer runs you over, and you die. What's going to happen then? It's just like when it comes to finance. You want to control, own money. You don't want to work for somebody else. You don't want to work for nobody but yourself. So why would you trust your life in the hands of a computer chip in a car that drives you? Would you rather control it yourself? You want to control your own money. So why would you let some computer drive you around? Yeah, it looks cool. Until it malfunctions and goes the wrong way and you end up dying. Fuck you, job. Fuck your friends who don't believe in you and think you can become a trader. Fuck all of them. Be an entrepreneur. Control your own destiny. Control your life. Act as if. All right. Do you know what you're paying your advisor? Your advisor gets paid shit. If you ever want to become a financial advisor, get a different job. It isn't paid shit. A financial advisor ends up managing somebody's money for them, but their account is so freaking small, it's not even worth it. See, as a trader, or a stockbroker, the sky's the limit, but as a financial advisor, you're going to be working for a small firm, maybe like, let's say, People's United Bank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Smith & Barney's. Now, if you're Smith & Barney's, it's pretty much an IRA hub, if you will. Full of 401ks of financial advisors. Smith and sorry guys, the ad.
Ameritrade has straightforward pricing with no hidden charges.
Alright. That's what I was saying. Like Smith and Barney or something like that. You're going to be a working class stiff who makes maybe $150,000 to $250,000 a year. Max. If you're lucky. To me, that just sucks. Let's check out After Hours Unplugged. See how it's going. Last After Hours trade, 404. We're at 415 right now. A lot more room to go. It opened up at 327. That's what it opened up at. It opened at 327. It closed at 328. It closed at a cent above. And it closed three more cents than the close on Friday. So it's uptrending. This is going to make a serious run. I love it. Man, we're about to go to this advertiser real quick. A man turns $300 into $100,000 in 1 year. And the guy's old. Why does everybody market stuff out for old guys? Only old guys can make money in the market. That's a crack of shit. I'm sorry. I'm gonna not read the article. I don't believe one bit of it. It's selling some trading forecast ebook to buy. See you later. I don't believe you. Not because I'm jaded. Just because it's pretty highly unethical. You could take $300 and turn it to $100,000 in 1 year. Just think about it. $300. And he'd done this in 2006. It started in 2006. So what stock you buy, you could put $300 in and you can make $100,000 in 1 year. To me, if you started out with 10, maybe, if you started out with maybe like 3 grand, 5 grand, 10 grand, I could see $100,000 in 1 year to get it. A couple good plays. We can gain a couple thousand each play and do it for each for the whole year. But $300 to $100,000 in 1 year, highly unlikely. And that's very ethical to really post an article like that. It's kind of hard to make money in the market when you only got $300 to put in. You can make money, but it's gonna take a long time to make money. But you need $100,000 in 1 year. Highly unethical. Okay. Let's go back to the main page. League CNBC right now is doing their Traders Challenge. I could be wrong. I think they're doing the Traders Challenge right now. So I'm going to Google it. It'll come up quicker. Here it is. The $1 Million Portfolio Challenge from CNBC. We we're going to talk a little about this real quick. How it works. They give you $1 million. You got to take that $1 million and turn it into some serious gains. You got to outgain everybody in a certain amount of time. It gets everybody playing the game. If you make more than anybody in the game in a certain amount of time, you win gifts. I think you get to come on CNBC. I think they give you gifts. They don't give you cash, but they give you gifts worth about as much as that cash. Like you can probably get a trip to Barbados or something like that. So, do I recommend this game? Hell motherfucking no. Why should you be playing a game when you could be doing the real thing? You could be trading real money. Why the hell are you going to waste your time on a game? A game. I don't understand. I do this as a business. I don't do this to have fun. I do this to make money. By making more money, it allows me to do fun things. But it's about making money. It's not about the fuck. It's not about playing a game of paper trades. I don't believe in paper trading. I say this a lot. Paper traders are foolish and don't understand shit. Yes, I have you paper trading during your boot camp, maybe 1 or 2 weeks. But I don't want you to take the trade serious. I just want you to get used to buying in and buying out, buying in, buying out, buying in to sell, and buying in to sell. I want you to get used to going up and going down and going up. I can care less about you actually making money on the damn paper trades. I don't want to hear about, oh my god, I just made $63 million. I don't want to hear about this. It's nothing. It's worthless. It's shit. It's a fucking game. Play a real game. Come train with the big boys. Put up a few grand. Let's see what you can do. You think you're the best trader in the world? Come prove it to me. Put the money in the market. Let's see how you are 6 months from now. There are paper traders around the world right now who are up like 70, 60, 70 million in a few years. They think they actually know how the market works. They think they're about to actually bank once they get enough money, enough capital. They're like probably pitching this to firms right now. Look what I can do. It's nothing. It's paper. P-A-P-E-R. Paper. It's worth shit. You know how you become a good trader? You actually do it. It doesn't matter if you win or you lose. Every trade's a learning experience. You learn from everything you do in real time with real capital. That's how I feel about CNBC's $1 million challenge. Talk about other so-called gurus in my line of work. Got a lot of them right now on Facebook posting ads saying their system works. My system works. Look at me, I'm verified. My system works. Yeah, your system works? Okay. Your system works. When I check your system out, all I see is a bunch of garbage videos and stock 101 stuff. Buy low, sell high. Don't think like a gambler. Stuff like that. Nothing very significant actually telling you how to break down the trade. Unlike me, where I'll walk you through step A to step C. When do I think you should buy in? When do I think you should sell? Why are we buying in the first place? Why do I think the stock is going to run to this price? Why do I see the drop happening when it happens? A all the way up to C. You want to know why? Because I've been doing it for years. I just didn't show up a couple years ago in a bull market. Oh my God, I'm the best stock picker in the world. I've been doing this since fucking 2003 at a professional level and a retail level. I understand how the market works. I will change your life. I will make you into an elite trader. And this takes 2 weeks. And I need your full attention. 2 weeks of your life. I'll fill you up with enough knowledge and enough confidence. You'll be able to do this after 2 weeks. And I'll still be there in your corner after 2 weeks. I'll be with you in your corner as long as you want me to be there. Because I care about you. I want you to make money. You want to know why I want you to make money? This is why. The more money you make, the better I look. The better I look, the closer I get to that Lambo, baby. Because I don't want to spend my money on a Lambo. I want to spend yours on a Lambo. There's a difference. I'm tight with my money. I'm looser with others. It's not cocky. It's not arrogance. I can back up what I talk about. You're going to make more money than you ever dreamed of. It's not a dream. It's reality. You want to know why it's reality? Because I've been doing this since 2003. I've seen every type of market there is. I'm confident I can show you how to make it. I can show you how it's done in a short, reasonable time. Enough time where you won't miss this so-called bull market. You will make some decent money. Right now, as I hold my microphone in my hand, my brand new blue snowball microphone, as I come up nice and close to the mic, like I'm making love to the mic, I want you just to feel it. Close your eyes. Close your eyes with me. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Keep your eyes closed. Picture that Lambo. Picture it. When you picture it, say to yourself, how do I get this Lambo that everybody talks about? How can I get to it? What do I have to do to get to this Lambo? Sign up today. HeadStreetTrading.com. Then you'll get that Lambo within a year. So I'm getting my Lambo this year. Are you? Self-confidence is everything. If you're not confident, you're not going to make it happen. Trading is 99.9% mental. So if you don't have that confidence, you're not going to be able to make it happen. Don't be nervous of losing money. Let the trade happen. There's an open. There's a sell. You buy and you sell. It's a straight line. Keep that trade on that straight line again after again, again and again and again. I guarantee after a few trades, you're going to have the mental capability to see every trade, how it happens. And you're going to make a lot of money. Again, I hope you're enjoying this podcast on blogtalkradio.com/Traders Network Live. This is Power Hour Live Trading Monday, 4:28 p.m. The show has about maybe 25 more minutes left. And then Tuesday, we'll be here again at 9 p.m. to probably 11. And then we won't be live again during the market hours until Friday. Twice a week, I'm looking for two podcasts live during the market. Rest of the week at night. Wednesday, we're doing a webinar. Then the podcast will be back again on Thursday. Because Wednesday is going to be an extremely long webinar. I need your full attention. I need you on your computer screen for the full time because we're going over a lot. We're going to go over everything possible to go over. Because come Thursday, we're going to be looking for those trades. And by Friday, we're going to be banking. Because you know what Thursday is, right? Plug. Thursday is plug. 26th, earnings. Then we get that little email that comes into your email box. It says news is on unplug if you have an alert set up like that way. We're gonna read that PR. It was gonna say plugs lost under earnings. Then we're gonna have a conference call, maybe the next day or that day. Then we're gonna have an email that says news is out. And we're gonna check that news out. Plugs new client list. New clients they have. It's going to show new upgrowth that the potential plug has. They go further on in the year at a higher price. Because they're going to have bigger earnings now because new clients. And sorry guys, I lost connection. So we're talking about plug. We're talking about plug's client list. When it actually drops, who's going to be on the list? So big names are talking about. We're talking about Nike, Under Armour, Home Depot, many more. BMW, I'm hearing about. Many more, right? So it's going to show upgrowth, the potential it has now with future earnings. And we can see this really take off. That's what I feel. See. A lot of people get scared when earnings are bad. That's not true, though. The earnings might be bad, but it shows where it could go. It shows upgrowth, right? It shows potential of actually making a profit the following quarter. I think we have that unplugged. I think we go higher. I think this finally takes off. Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be Wednesday? But I tell you this, Tuesday and Wednesday are crucial to plug. Are we going higher from here? Or are we just going to trade in this little small little range until the 26th? Well, I think we go higher. I think we're going to be in the high 30s tomorrow. Actually, I might look to sell tomorrow and buy back in after the earnings are back. I think this pulls back even more. That's how you trade plug. You get in low, you get out, and you look to get back in because plugs always goes on a roller coaster ride. Because the CEO hasn't been actually kind of fair to us. Hasn't been upfront about a lot of things. Kind of overhyped a lot of shit. So we're going to see where this goes. But overall, I'm very happy today. I'm up nice on plug. I'm down on Frontier Communications. I'm still holding. It's going to go higher after a while. I might look to average down in the next couple of days, or I might just cut my losses. I don't know yet. Well, I'm looking the bank nice and plug. I'm holding TVIX. I am done averaging down. I hold 30,000 shares, and I'm not looking to add any more on. I am done adding shares to the TVIX. This sooner or later is going to run. And when it does, I'm going to be a happy guy. There's 26 minutes left into the show. So we're going to watch plug. See how he goes for the next 26 minutes. Traded since 406. 404, I'm sorry. We hit refresh and see. We're still at 328. Let's see what's going to happen. Oh, speaking of that, I remember my training. I'm sorry, I wasn't talking. Keep on forgetting I'm actually alive. Anyway, I'm in my training right now. My buddy Dan right now is talking about going to the Will Smith movie tonight. Focus. That actually looks good. This actually might be the best Will Smith movie since the first Men in Black and the first Bad Boys. The second Bad Boys was alright. It was more of a love story than an actual thing. So, the first Men in Black, the first Bad Boys. That's what I'm holding in focus. That Wall Street movie that Will Smith did, it was the Road to Happiness or whatever. It was alright. Wasn't that great. Wild Wild West. I still laugh at it. I also liked that movie. He was a superhero too, where he was able to jump real high. I forgot the name of that movie, but that was pretty good actually. Alright, I'm back, guys. His connection freaking sucks. Frontier, come on. AT&T, this thing used to fly. Yeah, so, Dan Brown might have took a small little hit his first day trading. But he's still in it. He's still holding a good amount of shares. He's still going to make some profit. He's still going to make profit. By the end of Plug's run for him, I think he's going to make a few bucks. It's all about learning right now. Forget about the money part. It's all about learning. There's nothing like learning live with real money trading. It really builds up a character and a trader. They actually do it live. So we'll see what's going to happen. But only down really 2 cents. Ain't that bad. It's gonna run up in the 330 range. It's gonna be alright. I'm loving Plug right now. I'm loving nice. But I got 20 minutes left in the show. Let's do a quick scanner so we can go over some plays maybe for tomorrow. As I sip my Almer Palmer iced tea. Maybe one day we'll be a sponsor. So I drink it all day and all night. I don't drink soda. Only soda I drink is root beer. Don't laugh. I'm a huge fan of mug root beer. But once in a while, I have a Mountain Dew. But mug root beer, getting wine. But mostly, Almer Palmer. Light. Not the original, but light. Gets me going. Oh, another drink I love? It's Purpell. Gatorade water, the fitness water, the grape flavor. Woo! Woo! I'm telling you, that's my drink to wake up in the morning. No orange juice, no coffee. Purpell. Grape flavor. That thing jacks me up for the day. I don't know about you guys, man, but whew. So, right now we're in trending stocks, up trending stocks under $10 a share. What do we like? Alright, we're gonna kind of do this a little more. We only want stocks during the $5 range. All right. This thing's scary right now. Look the person plays. Yeah, Josh is a great guy. Let me tell you, Josh is a brand new student. He left the review out of nowhere. He's so pumped up. After our first webinar, because he before he was with Stock Princess, that little bitch. He was with her, and then he saw what I was saying about her on Facebook, so he added me. Cause I was bitching at her because she was trying to get somebody to buy some bullshit penny stock. Fucking sucks. You want people to buy into this? You want people to pay you $70 and buy into this? Like, that's garbage. So I called her out on it. She didn't know what to say. She was pissed. Of course, her like so-called great followers are all coming after me. Some are actually agreeing with me, which is like, come on. I've been doing this forever. Only reason you're even following her, not because she calls great stocks. You want to get into her panties. Let's be serious here. Okay? Come on. So I watched some of her trading videos. Like, core bullshit. She's some, like, before on her website, she said she had a $100,000 loan to trade stocks. What bank or person would give you 100 G's to trade stocks? You're not Warren Buffett. Nobody's giving you 100 grand to trade stocks in the market. I'm sorry. She took that off her website. She changes it daily. Because her system changes daily. But overall, she's a massage therapist. If you actually watch her video, she's in a massage studio. Her laptop's actually on top of the massage like bed, if you will, or what you call it. It's a freaking bed. It's like the stand or whatever you want to call it. The stand. The thing. The thing over there. You're answering the thing. A little voiceover. But anyway. And she's like, it's freaking like massage therapist, freaking long black freaking outfit, whatever. It's a massage thing. If you go and get massages, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, she's rattling off in her videos or whatever. Her voice is echoing because it's a massage parlor room. It's a fucking echoing room. There's nothing in there but the bed. It's some freaking shades or whatever, right? So I call her out on her shit. Joshua likes it. Joshua joins our webinar I had 3 weeks ago, our first webinar. He was blown away by it. So blown away by it, he joined Head Street Trading the next day. Now he's with us. He's learning more daily than he ever would with them or with her. And he's happy. Joshua is going to do just fine. Oh. You know, so we're going to see what happens. Very, very pumped up for all the great new subscribers at Head Street Trading. Everybody's learning. Everybody's going to start making crazy money. It's going to be a big year, baby. Lambo Dreams. That's the name of the podcast, baby. Lambo Dreams. So, we're not having a webinar tonight. We're not having a podcast tonight. I'm actually going to hang out. Girl might come over, you know. They cook some steaks on the grill in the snow. I don't care. You know. But Tuesday, podcast, 9 p.m. Wednesday, webinar, 8 11. Get ready for that. Then podcast again on Thursday at nighttime. Friday, live podcast during trading hours. So get ready for that. And Saturday, another webinar where it's going to be high impact webinar. we're doing another big trading session where I'm going over everything again. And come Monday, everybody in this room and in my service is going to be making monkey crazy money. We had a little episode last night. I'm just going to talk about it real quick. I find it hilarious. So we had this guy last week. He was looking for a training mentor. So one of my friends told him, hey, you know what? Add this guy to Facebook. He's pretty good. So he added me. I don't know who he was, but he added me. He had no mutual friends whatsoever. That's what I didn't understand. He had no mutual friends, but he's not even friends with my friend on Facebook, which is weird. So I'm thinking, I don't know who this guy is. So I talked to him, like, hello. I said, yeah, I'm looking for a training mentor. I'm like, all right, hello. So you're learning to trade stocks. Okay, so do you have a Skype account? I can add you to my Skype room. We can go over something there. You can talk to the guys in the room. You can learn how to trade from all of us. Then we can do some training lessons. Then if you like what we're doing, then you actually can join. Never pushed him to join. Didn't like his attitude from day one. That's why I really didn't push him to join. He's ex-military. Nothing against military people. The guys are hard-headed. You think just because you shot a gun or you killed some people, you actually know what you're doing. And when it comes to war, you know what you're doing. When it comes to everyday things, you don't. You don't know how to trade. You never traded. So this guy, everything I said, he said the opposite. He never took me seriously. So I was a little pissed off about that. So this guy, I think he knows more than me. He bought like 60 shares of a $6 stock. I'm like, good job, buddy. You're going to make a lot of money with that. Then he bought Gevo, which is... Go to that real quick. Right here. Gevo. Here we go. It is down 3.15%. It's going to collapse even further. You'll see how great this company was. I'm like, bro, it's under $1 on NASDAQ. If it doesn't go back up above $1, it's going to have to either delist or reverse merger. You're fucking trapped, bro. You can make some coin out of it. You're holding this thing. It's going higher above $1. What the fuck are you smoking, bro? I don't care if you got PSD or not. You're dumb as fuck. All right, Vernon. How's this treating you now, buddy? All right, anyway. Not crying over spilled milk. But, the guy went weird on me last night in the room, and he left. Before I got a chance to boot him. I was going to boot him anyway. You can't teach a guy anything if he thinks you're better than the person trying to teach him. Like, I've been doing this for years. You just started doing this. It wasn't like I actually contacted you to join, buddy. You know, you added me. You asked for a mentor. I didn't ask to be your mentor. I only want people who want to be rich. If you don't want to be rich, if you don't want to work to be rich, get the fuck out. Get the work for what you got. Get the fuck out. If you want to learn, you're up to learning my way. My way only. If you want to bank money, then you stay. If you want to be a bitch, you complain, and moan, then up to learning how I teach, how I mentor. If you don't want to become rich, you're just doing this for fun, for ha-has, then get the fuck out. I only want smart people. I want entrepreneur mindsets. I want you to want it. I want you to get it. I want you to fight for it. And read books. Books are knowledge. The Art of War, Sun Tzu. Every battle is won before it's even fought. Love this book. I read this book twice a week. Not the whole book, but chapters. Because I think you always should go back to the same book over and over again, like it's your best friend. And just read little captions, and just read, like, just certain chapters of the book over and over again. So I think you should treat books like your best friends. You always want to hang out with your best friend. That's how I look at books. Right here. Know your strengths. Concentrate strengths against weaknesses. The concentration is always at a disadvantage point. Another great book to pick up. Beginner Guide to Day Trading Online. It's by Tony Turner. It's a national bestseller. You can pick this up at your local Barnes & Noble. I got this from Borders back in the day at $16.95. I always went to Borders to sit down on a Saturday afternoon, get a couple books over your nice entire leather chair, do a little stand right next to you, you put it down, you go over to the little coffee section you got there, Seattle's Best, and get yourself a nice big load latte, you sit down and relax and you read books. Nothing better than that. Another great book. Don't Blame the Shorts. Those are three books I think you guys should pick up. Sun Tzu. The Beginner's Guide to Day Trading Online. And Jim Cramer's book. Street Addict. So, I think the show is about to end. We have 4 minutes left in the show. I'm going to write down tonight, actually, before I actually decide to hang out and relax, I'm going to write down a list of books I think you guys should buy and read. And we're going to go over them in our webinars. I'm going to try to get some of the CEOs on from all these I'm going to try to get some of the authors from these books on. I'm looking to get more CEOs of public companies on here for interviews. This week, Friday, where I'm definitely going to have the interview for you from that from a financing company that does crowdfunding. I'm going to get them on. I'm going to get the interview for you on Friday. Then after Friday, the next live podcast or Market Hours, we're having our first CEO on of a public trading company on the Pink Sheets, AXXE. I'm going to have him on. He's going to tell you guys what his company does, what their growth looks like, and what they're doing in the future. I think that's going to be great for this podcast. I'm looking to get more CEOs on. If I can get the CEO of Plug to come on, that's going to be huge. But the only way I can get more CEOs on for my podcast, I need more followers. So spread the word. Spread the word. The more followers I get, the more chance I get of actually get some sponsors and get some more CEOs on here so we can do some live interviews. I'm actually going to be interviewed in a couple days by another podcast. This is to let you guys know. So I'm going to have my interview up on my website in a couple days. so you can just check it out over and over again. I'm actually looking to get out of Fox News real quick and business news. I'm working hard on that. If you want me to work hard on that, I got to get this podcast to go up huge. I need more followers. I need more reviews. Like, all my students, you guys are making some serious money. Leave a review. Push my Facebook page. Big things in 2015, guys. 2015 is our year. There's 2 minutes left. Monday is always the hardest day in the market. You've got to get up after a weekend of doing what you do. You got to focus. You got to put your mind tools to work and actually make some money in the market and get into a position where you can make money for the rest of the week. I think Dan has done that. I think Dan is in good position to make some serious money by tomorrow or Wednesday. Because I don't think we should hold the plug before earnings. I think we should get out when the stock goes up higher, which it will. Usually it does before a big significant event. Then we can get back in afterwards, after the stock pretty much declines, for the next run. I'm also starting a gaming channel on YouTube. So if any of you guys like video games, like I do, that's going to be out there pretty soon. So you're getting all my content from my stock stuff, everything, and plus you can watch me play video games, live streaming, everything. I got a lot going on this year. I'm just having a real good time. Putting myself out there in the open, out there in the public, just to view me is huge. It's a huge step. It takes a lot of balls to actually podcast, to actually talk. I talk a lot of good things, and I don't have nothing scripted. Everything's on top of my head. I'm just going with the flow. So I think I'm doing a real good job for going off the flow. But I'm looking to get more scripted podcasts where I go by a script. I think it'll be a little better than ER. It's pretty good right now, but I think it'll get a lot better. Alright. There's 7 seconds left in the show. As always, let the trading gods be with you. See you tomorrow, guys. Peace.